The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Reagan from Cerro Gordo. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Aaliyah Casebeer from Carroll.
The prayer today is from Pastor Dan Garretts of Trinity Lutheran Church in Mason City. And it's a prayer for National Freedom Day, which is February 1st. Gracious God, on this National Freedom Day, we celebrate the signing of the 13th Amendment, outlawing slavery in the United States. We remember the brave men and women like Major Richard Robert Wright Sr. and Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and scores of others who have made a stand for liberty, justice, and the rights of all people under the law. Today we thank you, God, for our personal freedoms, and we pray that all leaders will continue to stand and fight to ensure the blessings of liberty for all people. We know that with freedom comes responsibility, a responsibility to you, O God, and to the good and well-being of our neighbors. May the decisions our leaders make today reflect this calling to serve and love one another, just as you have first loved us. Make them bold to act for those yearning for justice, and use them to bring healing to this divided nation and world. In your holy name, amen. To the flag of the United States of America.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has on January 20, 2021 passed the following bills. Senate File 160, Bill for enacting temporary in-person remote learning instruction time requirement, school district credit, non-public schools, including effective date provisions. Senate Joint Resolution 7, a joint resolution proposing amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa relating to the right of the people to keep and bear arms. We also have two gubernatorial appointee nominees to introduce to the Senate, which for the information of the body is part of the Senate confirmation process of gubernatorial appointees to the executive branch. The first one is Ann Lebo, who has been appointee for the Department of Education. The second one is Adam Steen, appointee as the Department of Administrative Services Director. They will both be available in the gallery for questions afterwards, or if you want to meet with them by appointment, and if there's enough of you that wants to meet with one of them, we'll move to either room 24 or my office.
Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 181 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Appropriations and Senate File 12 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the Senator of Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
For an introduction, Mr. President.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to direct everyone up to the gallery. We've got students and staff from IJAG. IJAG stands for Iowa's Jobs for America Graduates, and these students are up here to tell their stories about all the wonderful things that IJAG has done to change the trajectory of their lives. These are students that have faced challenges in their lifetime. They face barriers to graduation, and IJAG has become what has become a family to them, to really give them that support to help them not only finish high school, but have a plan for after high school. And it's really changing lives and changing families. It's already affected. This is their 21st year under the direction of Lori Phelan, who's raising the roof up there. And it's just a really great program for Iowa students. They're up here telling the story. We had a press conference and meeting with Governor Reynolds today. And they are up here to advocate and tell you their stories and how IJAG has improved their lives. And I hope you will all take time to meet with them today. And I just welcome our IJAG students from all over the state.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. Seeing no further senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions, do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the Senator of Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, February 2nd at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Tuesday, February 2nd at 9 a.m.